Now, when did you guys come across this particular band or this vocal group? Was it? It's in the Southwest, is it not?
The first time they played with us was actually in the Midwest. It was in I think Madison or Milwaukee in Wisconsin. Yeah, and they opened for an Honor the Earth show, and we were like, oh my God! I mean, it was just like blew us away because they mix like indigenous music with gospel, with African, with Irish. You know, it's like this weird mishmash of music, and they do it all, and it's amazing. So after that, we played a few more shows with them, and then we were like, please come sing on our records.
Also on background and also additional musicians, you've utilized a lot of local bands, Big Fish Ensemble, Benjamin with Smoke, and also the Rocketeens, Chris Farine. How's Damon Records doing, by the way? I mean, because that's your working with the local groups here in town, and it's good that you put back into, you know, the scene that which, you know, has elevated you to this level now. And I guess the question I'm trying to ask is are you going to continue to do this and work with more local groups, still kind of gather some that you come across and work to get them to where they want to be?
Yeah, I mean, it's a group effort. You know, I've got 4 people that work with me, and then the bands also, by contract, have to sort of co-op and help out too. And right now we have a Rocketeens record out and a Lyft record, and Lyft is on tour with us. And I think Emily sort of initially introduced me to Lyft, and they came to me with a finished record, and it was great. You know, it's a great pop album, and they've been on the road with us. They get standing ovations every night. It's just, you know, it's incredible. So I've got 2 really good records out right now that are doing well, and I've got plans for the next 3 or 4 releases already of what they're going to be. And it's really, I just depend on the people that work for me. I mean, I'm involved in it, but, you know, I couldn't do it alone. So it's become this group sort of effort. And, you know, everybody that works at the label is a musician, and it's very Atlanta. I'll say that.
And you do take these groups on tour with you, so they get a chance to get exposed to more more audience. And how do you determine who goes, you know, on a different leg of the tour? Is that just who's available, kind of thing?
It depends. Some of it is like if a group has an album out, what part of the country they're working or maybe doing particularly well in, with radio or whatever. There's some of that. There's some of just picking a whole bunch of bands that we like and people that we like and want to support, and then just doling out the shows. Sometimes it's, you know, which band might come across or which performer might come across better in a shed situation, which might be better in a theater. So there's all kinds of things, but gosh, we've run the gamut of Atlanta musicians. We're just so into the music scene. We keep using a lot of the same people, and there are always new, fresh bands that we want to. And then, I mean, selfishly, Amy and I like playing with these people, so we always haul them out during our sets, and, you know, we learn songs together. That's fun for us.
It was nice seeing Gerard McHugh with a big crowd around him at the festival that just went on in Piedmont Park. The Dogwood Festival. Yeah, he played, and everybody was loving it. It was great, and people recognized who he was through you, and also, as you know, of course, his own merits. And it's just nice to see that trickle down effect kind of happen. Who's going to be opening up on the Chastain shows? Do you have any idea at this point?
We know Lyft is opening on Friday night, and we got a couple other things in the works, so we can't say yet because we have to find out whether they can do it or not.
And this is got to be incredible for you. I mean, to come from 86 and 87, I guess, when you're playing, you know, to maybe 40, 50 people, either trackside or Eddie's Attic or at the pub, and now you're filling up 3 shows at Chastain. I mean,
again, going to fill it. There is a third show.
Mystery show, because it could be no one, or it could be people there, but come, you know, it's like we want people to come because we're going to have a really cool opening act, hopefully, and we're going to jam, and it's going to be a big party. And, you know, we're actually surprised at the ticket sales, and we feel surprised. That's all I can say. We're just going to play our best because we feel good about it, you know.
And the tickets are on sale for the 3rd show now, and that's going to be the 25th, so it's the 24th, 25th, and 23rd, 24th, 25th. At Chastain, and these are tabled arrangements too. Is that by your choice? Did you want to have it that way?
We did have a choice, actually, and we thought that maybe, you know, these are not part of the concert series, so in choosing that, we wanted to make sure that our fans could get there and not have to, well, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, and then we just thought it's nice for some people to have tables. I mean, personally, when I go to Chastain, I like to sit at a table, and as long as people don't talk during the show, I think it's nice. It's nice for our parents too.
You guys are captivating enough that nobody's going to be, you know, talking or clinking glasses or anything.
We'll see.
Again, that's going to be at that Chastain Park Amphitheater, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And those tickets for the Sunday show are on sale now, and there's room. And I hear they are going very well, so I don't think you have anything to worry about.
All right, cool.
Very cool. And much success with the album. I know it's going to be a great project because there's so many different styles in this, and I think for the first time you've got a chance to use a lot of different instruments. What types of instruments are you using on this, variety-wise? I guess you get the pianos and...
Dulcimers, mandolins, baritone guitars, banjo, all kinds of different electric guitars and different kinds of amps, hurdy-gurdy. We just had a party in the studio. That's what we did. It was like, oh, look at that cool instrument over there. I think I'll try that. Or, you know, even if you can't play keyboards, you pick out three notes on a pump organ and it comes out sounding good in the track. You know, it's just that kind of album.
For the people who didn't get a chance to go to the see the taping of the live acts, are going to be airing that probably the Friday of the shows for Chastain, and you did some great songs. It's All Right's an excellent song. My favorite song is Get Out the Map on the CD, so I'm going to end with that. Thanks, you guys, for showing up, and this has been great, and we'll see you at the concerts, all three of them, and thanks for doing the live acts, and much luck with this album, Shaming in the Sun, and this is, what, sixth full album?
We lost count.
Plus the live ones. I mean, it's just an incredible amount of work that was put into this. I know you guys worked on it for a long time, and it's an excellent album. I think it's the best one you guys put out so far.
And come see us at Tower today, or tonight. We're going to be there tonight at 9, right? 9 o'clock tonight at Tower Records on Peachtree?
Across from Lenox. Across, yeah, right. Lenox. Sorry.
We don't know what's going on.
Anyway, no, we're going to be there tonight, so y'all come by at 9 o'clock.
That's when the CD's actually officially on sale, is tonight at Tower at around Lenox, and you're going to be performing in-store performance?
Yep. Few songs, still saving the voice a little bit, but we're going to play a few songs and sign autographs for people if they want them.
And we want to add, if you can't make it to Tower, that go to your local mom and pop record store and support them too. We want to support everyone. So.
And search out some of the artists on Damon Records. He's got some great local artists also that you're representing too. So much success. We'll see you at the concerts. Thanks for coming by, you guys.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.